Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving, Living and Thriving with Rusty. Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all of my Living and Thriving fans out there in Radio Land. It is Thursday. Yes, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Living and Thriving is live. If you want to call in, the number here is 929-477-1165. Again, that's 929-477-1165. Today has been an interesting day already. For some reason, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, could not fall back asleep until 4, got back up at 7, rinse and repeat with this bad sleep schedule. I woke up and it was freezing here in sunny Rainbow Land, Florida, with dolphins every day. It is actually quite dreary out, and I haven't seen a dreary day here in a really long time, and it's very cold. My fingertips are frozen. I think it's a whopping 70 degrees. That's how cold it is. And for my northern fans, I know that you're a little jealous, but that's okay. 19 degrees in New Hampshire today. A friend of mine posted a very sad Facebook post in regards to a lengthy line in Dover, New Hampshire for evictions. And most of them were elderly. It's 19 degrees and no one has anywhere to go. Unfortunately, that's the state of our America, where greed is far more important than the livelihoods of our communities. And no one in legislation or Congress in New Hampshire will have a legitimate conversation in regards to how to prevent this, change this rapid growth of homelessness and disparity in the state of New Hampshire. And it's really heartbreaking to see my friends suffering as they do, because this is fixable, completely and totally fixable. I'm waiting on Renee Purifor. He's a counselor. He's got several books on anxiety and phobias. I'm really looking forward to talking to him. My fear is that he's not able to join us because he is in California. And as you know, California is just, it's on fire. It's hell has no fury. Against that, I can't even believe how horrifying California is right now. It's so sad to me that we can't control that. And my heart goes out to the friends and family and people of California. And I'm hoping that Renee is not part of that. But he hasn't dialed in yet either. So I'm not quite sure what's going on. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, always feel free to email me or call me. You know I'm available. You know I'm always here for you. I have nothing but the greatest joy doing this show, and always fills up with knowing that there are so many wonderful and good people out there on this planet. We are inundated and filled with negative rhetoric from politics down, and even our TV shows and our commercials and radios are inundated with negativity. And this radio show is to combat that a little bit, to give you a piece of heart to know that there are good people out there. Interestingly enough, almost a week ago, one of my customers brought his family in, and they're very nice people, and they left almost $500, $600 worth of gift cards on the table. And Inglewood is a beautiful community, but it's not that generous. So I didn't think it was a tip by any stretch of the imagination. So I reached out and tried to get them to come and pick them up. And miscommunication, I was off, blah, blah, blah. I ended up dropping them off this morning just to have it done, because that's a lot of money to just leave lying around. And I know that it wasn't intentional. It was a total mistake. And when I went to drop it off, one of the employees at the place that was dropping it off looked at me, and he was very bewildered. He had a very bewildered look on his face as to why I would drop off. And he looked at me stunned and surprised that I was so honest, and that shook me a little bit as well, because we should have more faith in humanity than we do. And it seems as though we've really lost a sense of community, but also our faith in humanity. And I'm hoping that we can get that back, but it's going to take all of us. We're going to have to learn to trust each other again. And I think that's kind of hard in this day and age. I don't know. Very, very strange. I know that next week we have no guests next week, because next week is the American Thanksgiving, where I'm debating on whether or not taking the day and just reading a book, which is a big fantasy. I work too much. I haven't been able to do that in a while. Or I'm going to volunteer at a local church. I haven't decided yet. Kind of up in the air. See how it goes. But we will not be having a show next Thursday. I'm going to check my emails. I don't see Amy either. She doesn't seem to be coming on today. And I have nothing from Renee. I'm going to assume that he is in the middle of all of the fires. He is outside of the Sacramento area. And I believe that's pretty darn close. Yep, nothing in email. So I'll give it a couple more minutes. If you have any questions or you just want to chat for a few minutes, give me a call at 929-477-1165. And this is Living and Thriving with Rusty. And we're waiting on author Renee Purifor from Sacramento, California. Now, if you have interest in being on the show or you want to sponsor the show, definitely give me a call. Feel free. We have sponsorship opportunities all year long, but I've booked out until March of next year. It is a once-a-week show. You are booked first come, first served, meaning you get the next slot that you're in line for. And if it doesn't work, just let me know right away. There's been a little confusion with that, and hopefully that nips that in the bud, so there's no more confusion. First come, first served. Because they're all snuggled up and shivering. It's so cold for them. Little chihuahuas. I can't even stand it. They're so cute. Gave it about almost 10 minutes and still nobody's dialed in. And I'm going to not rattle your ears off any longer. I hope to hear about all the wonderful blessings that you received next week. I hope to hear more lovely stories about how you've lived and thrived over the next 2 weeks. I really, 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 really look forward to talking to you in about 2 weeks. So be well, be blessed, be loved. Go out and do something good. This world needs more good than it has had in a really long time. So do something special for somebody. Volunteer, donate something, you know, send out a thank you card to strangers. I don't know, just do something that brings joy to somebody, because this world could use a lot more of that.
Yeah.